Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 6, 2021. Pandemic Part 2, Omicron. It happened even sooner than we expected. A new strain of coronavirus, dubbed Omicron, has recently appeared and threatens to spread with even greater speed. The large number of mutations found in this virus raises concerns about the effectiveness of existing vaccines. One by one, countries have begun closing their borders and reintroducing quarantine restrictions. This does not surprise me because from the very first day the coronavirus pandemic was announced, I knew that it would not end quickly. We are fighting a battle with nature, acting against its laws. Nature wants to see us all connected into one system where there is mutual understanding, mutual feeling of each other, and rapprochement. It expects us to support the internal force of this system, the only existing force that acts, and advance our development toward ever-increasing connection. However, we are in a completely different state. We do not think that we need connection and unity and to use all our forces, intelligence, sensitivity, and scientific knowledge for the benefit of the common system in order to strengthen the oneness of nature. Therefore, everything we have built turns out in a form that tears nature and society apart and increasingly intensifies the battle between all parts of society and with all of nature. Since we invade nature and tear it to pieces, we receive its reaction in the form of volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, up to the most dangerous viruses. All these phenomena are manifested due to the lack of balance between all parts of nature that were not compensated by human efforts, but on the contrary, have been extremely exacerbated by humans. Therefore, it is not surprising that this is happening, and specifically in our days, when according to the wisdom of Kabbalah we are entering the era of what is called the last generation. This is nature's response to our actions that are increasingly distancing us from the goal of universal connection into one person with one heart. After all, this is inherent in the basis of nature. No matter how naive it may sound, nature will require us to fulfill this condition since all nature is integral and global. If we develop in the opposite direction, then we face blows of nature. This does not mean that nature punishes us, although Baal HaSulam writes that nature, like a strict judge, will punish us. But with these blows, nature is only trying to bring us back to balance. Let's hope it will help. Although so far I do not see the correct reaction to the blows of nature, that is, greater connection and unification of society built on mutual assistance. Instead of acting for the sake of correcting society and aiming for the state of one person with one heart, especially now at the last stage of human development when we have to reach perfect connection, we are separating more and more. Accordingly, we receive a negative reaction by nature to our wrong actions. Previously, nature did not react so sensitively to our misdeeds, wars, and crimes. It was a different era, an undeveloped society, and therefore we did not feel the reaction of nature. Today, however, we feel terrible negative reactions on all levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and between people, which endangers our existence on planet Earth. This reaction will only get stronger and stronger. The coronavirus pandemic will not end unless it is replaced by another, even more painful problem considering we are not drawing the right conclusions. The new strain is spreading even faster than all the previous ones. This is natural, just like if a child does not listen, then first the parents try to persuade him, then punish him, then spank lightly, and if this does not help, then the father has to use a belt so that the son finally obeys. A father is obliged to educate his son so that he does not grow up to be a criminal. This is how nature educates us. Nature is all global and integral and requires us to consciously, scientifically, and rationally also fulfill this rule of the integral connection between all of us. Nature wants us to build these systems ourselves in human society. Inanimate nature, plants, and animals instinctively, by nature, observe this rule until people interfere with their behavior and disrupt it. Yet, as soon as a person corrects himself by uniting with all of humanity, all other forms of nature will also reach balance and the entire world will calm down. Not only us, but the entire universe will suddenly come to rest. From CabTV's Conversation with Journalists, November 28, 2021. Should Squid Game be banned? Comment. The TV series Squid Game has gained huge popularity on Netflix. It is a South Korean series where hundreds of cash-strapped contestants compete in children's games for a large sum of money. But only one person can be the winner in the end and the losers are instantly killed. 111 million people are binge-watching how their heroes, whom they have come to love, lose and get killed. However, viewers do not close their eyes or turn off their TVs, they continue watching. Even children have started playing this game they call Red Light, Green Light and the losers get beaten. This is humanity. Are we like this? After all, if there were no demand for such a series, it wouldn't be made. My response, I think we're even worse, because even without playing the game we want to kill each other. In this series, after all, one enrolls voluntarily to play the game with the hope of winning and killing others. But in the end, he loses and gets killed. But he has some freedom of choice here. He's still hoping for something. In general, it shows that he wants to win and kill others. So it is a game on equal terms. If I win, I kill you, if you win, you kill me, so we are going to play. Actually, this is a game by the rules. Not so in life. In our lives, I want to kill another without any game, knowing in advance that I will kill. Question: but I don't want this. Does a person want to kill another? Answer: actually, if we strip down all our relationships, we will see how we are killing each other. Question: so you're saying that if our thoughts suddenly became manifested, it would be a terrible world? Answer: that's for sure. Question: is that why we are granted such kindness not to see our own thoughts or others? Answer: yes. Comment: but when one enters this game, begins to live it, maybe it frees him from all these thoughts of his. Maybe some kind of upbringing does exist. Since the director and the scriptwriter say, such is our world. Maybe by showing these things, we are purifying ourselves. Maybe a person is undergoing such a purification? This thought may occur to him, I am the way you showed it. And become horrified. My response, I don't think anyone will be horrified, everyone will get used to it and will begin to behave properly, starting with small children. Question, but when does this moment of empathy emerge in us? Answer, when I imagine myself in the place of another, then some kind of empathy is possible. But no more than that, when I assess the situation and see that I am in a better setting. Question, if they gave you the power to decide to ban it or to allow it, what should be done now with these kinds of movies, these kinds of games? Answer, only to ban or only to promote will not amount to anything. Nothing. A person needs to be rebuilt. Instead of learning from his terrible mistakes, which will leave a handful of people all over the globe. And they would start with the realization, not with new knowledge, but with the fact that they have accumulated all the pain that the whole of humanity went through during its self-extermination, when out of billions of people there will be several hundred thousand left. That's when they'll get smarter. They will be able to navigate correctly. Question: to ban such things or not to ban? What do you think? Answer: I believe that it is necessary for all these works of art to exist, and that a very serious education should happen in parallel to explain our nature, why such things are created and whether they portray us, correctly, whether we are really like that. Question: is this how a certain wisdom will begin to enter one's mind? Answer: yes, of course. Only from the fact that we will have the correct perception of the given situation. Question: and if one understands why he watches such films, do you think such awareness will emerge? I'm watching this because this is my nature? Answer: yes. It should be spoken of at the same time. But this must be done from the standpoint of Kabbalah, our true nature, and so on. Question: but, one way or another, we will come to the conclusion that, as you say, man's education should run parallel to everything that humanity does. Answer: yes, don't interfere or we won't learn. Question: will we have to come to the conclusion that there is nothing positive about us? Answer: naturally. The most important thing is to realize that our nature is pure evil. And what seems good to us is actually sophisticated egoism that actually hides all our inner barbarity. Question: and then will we ask for the strength to break free of it? Answer: then we will ask. And then we will start taking a serious interest in the method of correcting ourselves. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 21, 2021. Magic Desire. Comment: many philosophers and psychologists have written that we need to change ourselves. My response: but they wrote it from the point of view of morality. This is not at all the same. The science of Kabbalah speaks about changing the nature of a person, not just about a good attitude toward other people. We ourselves cannot change our nature. And the philosophers had some kind of correction of the relations between people in mind. We will beautifully limit ourselves, we will put ourselves in some kind of a framework. This is so-called educated egoism. And here the idea is completely different. Here we need a special force that will change us. The force that created our egoism in such a rigid form, to enjoy, receive, rule, fill ourselves, and absorb, is this force that should make us, the inverse, simply turn us over. Nothing else is needed. Question: why did nature not create us like this in the first place? Why was it necessary to invert us? Answer: so that we become convinced that the egoistic basis of life is flawed, harmful, and evil, and so we want to move from it to its imprint, to the next, reverse form. This is what our desire will do. We have no one to ask, there is nothing around us. It is just that in nature there is such a trigger, a switch, that will do this work on us. If we truly recognize our evil and would like to move to the next level of existence, this will happen. This law exists in nature. This is what Kabbalah and Kabbalists speak about. Kabbalah is the science that revealed this law. It is the basis of its entire method, how to make nature transform us from small egoistic beings into altruistic ones, just truly altruistic, not pseudo-altruistic like in our world. Then we will really begin to feel a completely different nature, a different us, and a different world. From CabTV's Close Up. Michael Leitman, on Quora: is this pandemic ever going to end? We are in a struggle with nature. We are discordant with the laws of nature, which are fundamentally laws of interconnection and interdependence. At the base of these laws is a single force that develops everyone and everything to increasingly connected states. We, however, disregard nature's tendency to connect us. We currently see no need to unite above our differences. There are absolutely no efforts to come together and build systems that would benefit humanity collectively, systems that would guide us to positively connect upon our divisive drives, and lead us to balance with nature. Instead, we tear nature and human society apart, living in a constant struggle between different parts of human society and nature. Accordingly, by tearing nature to shreds, we receive negative feedback from it. This negative feedback takes the forms of natural calamities of all kinds, from earthquakes and tsunamis through to pandemics. Such outbursts are due to our imbalance with nature. Instead of applying ourselves to come together and achieve a higher sense of complementarity and cooperation, we instead become increasingly disparate from one another. The more we head in an opposite direction to the increasing interconnection and interdependence that nature guides us to, the more we will receive negative feedback from nature. Although it might seem like punishment, it is not punishment at all. Nature's blows are rather forces that aim to awaken us, to correct our inclination, to align ourselves to better connect with each other in order to become balanced with nature, and by doing so, feel ourselves enter a whole new peaceful and harmonious world. Instead of using these blows effectively, as reminders and impetus to better connect, to become more balanced, and to build a more supportive and encouraging society, we continue our lives in the dark, with no motion to build systems of positive connection above the growing divisive drives. Likewise, we can expect to receive more and more negative feedback from nature until we wake up to the need to correct our flawed modus operandi. In the past, we also encountered several atrocities, but we were less developed and didn't feel them as feedback to our actions. However, in our times, we are increasingly receiving terrible blows, on the still, vegetative, animate and human levels, that will lead to a point where they will endanger our very existence on this planet. I thus stated at the start of the coronavirus pandemic that it would not go away. On the contrary, the pandemic will worsen and possibly evolve into greater crises until we wake up and draw the right conclusions. Based on writers' meeting with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and a team of writers on November 28, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. I want a bright future. Question. Once we lived normally, we made plans for 5 years, 10 years, and so on. Man had a future. Today is a time of stress, anxiety, depression, and fear for the future. And what is striking is that humanity is getting used to living in fear, knowing that there will be wars, global warming, tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanoes, and viruses. Do we need to get used to this state? This is how we will live? Answer, the human body has a so-called defense reaction. The defensive reaction of our nature, egoism, cannot be stressed all the time, in constant worry, and so on. One is obliged to somehow push off any negative emotion, neutralize it, or even turn it into something else. If there is absolutely nothing, I die and after that I will have a paradise, a future world. It was not in vain that I suffered and so on. Question. So this is a kind of microsedation? Answer. Of course. If it were not for such a character trait, such an opportunity for a person, then people would commit suicide, having previously invented that after this, paradise awaits them. Question. Still, there is that the future does not prepare us for anything particularly bright. But we are looking for little bright spots in all this future darkness. Answer, the future prepares for us what we prepare in the future. Question, so you say that we ourselves are winding up this future of ours? Answer, only you, yourself. Question, then tell me, how can we live with this? Can we build a bright future now, and it will be bright? Answer, if you yourself do not invent your own plans, which were very attractive ones, and many people naively believed that this was possible. What I come up with will be. Question. How should one live? How can we build a different future? What other future? Answer. Only in accordance with the strict laws of nature. These laws are correct, logical, and ready for execution. And they will come true, and it will be better for us, if we recognize them. And in accordance with them we will build our present. This is what the science of Kabbalah is doing. It talks about all the forces, all the laws of nature, reduces them to a minimum and explains to us what needs to be done in order to influence the future toward its optimization and improvement. Question. How can I know what nature is preparing for me, what it is leading me to? Answer: nature leads you to realize what opportunities you have to change the future and achieve it. It depends on the participation of any person in this future. Question: what are my options? What should I do? Answer: you should want to know about your influence on your future. We need to build it up, create it. It is as you make it. You are told the laws of nature, and you must assemble your future from them, like from a construction toy. Question: what is the basic law of nature? Answer: the basic law of nature is man coinciding with the law of nature. I don't twist. The law of nature is the law of universal bestowal and love, universal unification, universal complementarity to each other until an ideal picture of the world system appears before us. Question: only toward this should I go? Answer: yes. And nothing more. Question: so I should not fight with anything? Answer: fight only in order to fulfill this law. Question: who is this struggle with? Answer: it is fighting with yourself, of course. Only. So there is nothing to blame in the mirror. This is how we must work, and then what we do is what we get. Question: that is, if everyone is directed at themselves, and not at the other, then will we turn this picture of the future? Answer: as much as we wish. We will do as much as we want. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 18, 2021. What is a city wall? Question: what is a city wall that protects a city? Answer: these are intentions of people that they surround themselves with in order to unite within these intentions and hold on to the upper force. Comment: but we are talking about cities in which seven nations lived. My response: it doesn't matter. All the same, they and even the sinful cities also held on to the upper force. All these properties felt the need for the upper force. Question: if we say that such desires as sinful cities exist in us, then are they the ones surrounded by the city wall? Answer: yes. But you want to control them. You do not fully relate to the Creator and do not completely place yourself in His hands. Therefore, these cities are sinful. However, this does not mean that they are all that bad. We are far from them. To reveal the city of the sinner in us is a great height. So it is said that all sinners in the Torah are great personalities. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 13, 2021. A sign of sorrow. Question: what does it mean to rend one's garments? Answer: this is a sign of sorrow. Garment means a screen, covering. This is a correction. However, if this correction turns out to be insufficient, incorrect, or bad, then it is as if it were torn apart. Or, on the contrary, when a loved one dies, we rend our garments. This is a symbol that the force that was with us, while he existed, has disappeared somewhere. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 27, 2021.